The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
By Lucky Station.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump directing that American flags be flown at half-staff for 30 days to honor the memory of former President George H.W. Bush, who died yesterday.
Many were worried that after his wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush, passed away in Houston back in April, that the former president wasn't far behind. He loved the coast of Maine and promised he'd see Kennebunkport again before he died, and he did. President Bush was 94 when he passed on Friday. Val Dior reporting.
Mr. Bush had been hospitalized for low blood pressure and fatigue in May, a week after arriving in May to spend the summer. He'd battled health issues for the last several years. Meanwhile, President Trump is ordering flags at half-staff for 30 days, and the White House says Mr. Bush will be honored at a Washington National Cathedral, though details still to be worked out. He will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda from Monday night through Wednesday morning. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot. I'm often asked when meeting with prospective clients, does radio work? Absolutely, I say. And we have plenty of success stories to share. Listeners have more ways to listen than ever. They have our new FM signal in the West Metro, smart speakers like Alexa, and our free mobile app. Listeners are finding us, so let your business be found too. Consider advertising on The Patriot and see how radio will work for you. Call us at 651-405-8800.
One more hour with the headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next here on The Patriot. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network. We are glad to have you joining us. This Christmas season, lots of people are going to receive smart speakers for gifts. Tune the Patriot in right away. Tell Alexa to enable the Patriot Minneapolis. She can handle the rest. If you need a little help, there are helpful how-to videos at am1280thepatriot.com. Tune us in on your smart speaker. The snow starts up sometime this afternoon and it lingers through the night, 1 to 3 inches possible overnight.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. The longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Yeah! Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that's making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, just 2 months away right now from our 17th anniversary, dominating Twin Cities political, current events, culture, pop culture, music, history, and whatever else grabs me blogging. That's me, Mitch Berg, along with my friend Brad Carlson, who's heard every Sunday from 1 to 3, and King Banyan every Saturday morning, 9 to 11, on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and we've been dominating Twin Cities weekend radio for as long as, let's be honest, as long as anyone can really remember, since 2004, for crying out loud. Heading towards our 15th anniversary on the air, which means time for our 10th anniversary party. We'll put something together here. I think this will be the year we finally do our anniversary party. Anyway, this week, the Met Council and the various governments that it exists in a symbiotic relationship with broke ground on the new Southwest Light Rail. I was wrong. It's not the Red Line. That's a bus line that runs way down to the southern burbs. They're going to come up with some other clever moniker for it, but I'm going to imagine it's some form of color, I would imagine. Anyway, they broke ground on that. We'll be talking about that in a moment here when Senator Dave Osnick joins us here. It's been a busy day out there for everyone. But I started off the subject. By the way, at shotinthedark.info, I posted the link to get to Judicial Fortitude by Mr. Wallison. It's going to be a great read. I know I've got a copy here, and you're going to want to grab it yourself. And basically arm yourself for a fight that – it's easy to kick down the road, but it's going to have to happen because, as I point out, as I've been pointing out for the last couple of weeks in talking about some of the, let's just say, less bright responses to the Muslim immigration in this country. This country survived anarchism, socialism, communism, Nazism, every kind of ism that the world could throw at us from outside, and we shook them all off, and we came back and asked for more. We beat them all and prospered in doing so. It's like a boxer who gets stronger the more you try and hit him. That's the way we are outside. It's the rot from within that will destroy this country. That's the only thing that can destroy this country is the rot from within. The administrative state, as the bureaucratic manifestation of modern progressivism, is the agent of that rot, and rolling it back is essential for the survival of this nation. Forget about Minnesota. This entire country, the entire democratic experiment, the only thing that will take it down is the manifestations of progressivism, including all the things you just heard Mr. Wallison talking about on the broadcast here. I urge you to check out the book. I urge you to get involved in following the prescription that the book calls for. In the first two segments, really, we talked about the idea that progressives have to talk down to you, which, by the way, is another manifestation of the administrative state. We have experts who will do the thinking for you. You just shut up and keep writing out those tax checks. And the idea that they condescend is somewhat comical, in as much as so many of them seem to live in a world that hasn't existed for a couple of generations. This one caught my attention this past week. Liberal feminists, like there's another kind. No, there are conservative feminists out there. I consider myself one of them, because there are two feminists, people who are part of the academic feminist establishment will argue this. They're wrong. There are two different kinds of feminism. There is equity feminism, the idea that women should be equal, that women, like men, should be like all people, should be judged on equally before God and the law. And that's it. End of sentence. They should have the same rights and the same obligations that men have, which, by the way, is the recipe for equality for everyone in our society, all races, all creeds, all orientations, all of them. And then there's identity feminism, the idea that women are an identity group that has suffered grievances and needs to react as a group to seek redress for those grievances by carving that redress out of the flesh of those who oppose them. I'm stating it rather aggressively, but the point is identity feminism is about treating women as a political bloc, as a voting bloc, as a identity group that has its own group interests above and beyond their interests as human beings. Okay, with that out of the way, liberal feminists, identity feminists, let's call them that, are perpetually stuck in a world that existed perhaps during the era that the cable series Mad Men showed us. And the world that they think exists out there did exist at one point. I mean, there was a time it was rather perilous being a woman in the world of business, whatever those things are. And I bring this up because there's a feminist author, one of the more annoying and obnoxious feminist authors, a woman named Jessica Valenti, who seemed to be pretty impressed this past week in a piece in Glamour magazine about a woman who has sworn off cooking for men now that her divorce has come through. And Ms. Valenti tweets, "I stopped cooking because I wanted to," she's quoting the author of this piece in Glamour magazine, "I stopped cooking because I wanted to feel as unencumbered as a man walking through the door of his home with the expectation that something has been done for him." And I thought, and this is from a woman whose Twitter handle is Liesel, and her real name doesn't matter. It appeared in Glamour magazine. I'm not want to give it any more publicity than it's worth. But it made me want to think, okay, so Liesel and Jessica, Babette, what world do you live in? I mean, I was married for 10 years, and I did more than my fair share of cooking. Let's just be conservative about this. What else? And you know, there wasn't a whole lot of discussion of politics or identity feminism or its alternatives when I was married. We had bigger things to worry about, quite frankly. Hence, I'm not married. But I have to wonder, what world is it where someone who identifies herself as a feminist but spend her entire marriage cooking for men, and enough to have a grudge about it in public in Glamour magazine all these years later. What world is it that you're projecting upon all the rest of us here? And I thought about this past week when we talked about, in an article that came out about Lisa Bender, who's a Minneapolis city councilwoman, who got 7 nasty grams in the city of Minneapolis for not shoveling. Lisa Bender got her sidewalk finally last winter, shoveled by the city, and had to pay a $149 fine for the effort. Now, Bender is as far, far, far left DFL as is possible to be, even in a city like Minneapolis. And, by the way, the city's famous, and she personally is famous for compelling the city to keep bike lanes clear in the dead of winter so that the roughly 0.01% of the population of Minneapolis that rides bikes in the dead of winter can ride down the bike lanes much more conveniently than those of us who have to drive hither and yon to do our thing. By the way, these are lanes that are barely used when the weather is gorgeous. Anyway, Lisa Bender reacted with the sort of grace and equanimity and humility one expects from progressive officials. Would they get busted for hypocrisy? Oh, of course, I'm joking. No, she accuses the Strib of what? Mansplaining. Or man-shoveling. Anyway, she's accusing the Star Tribune of bad think. When the Star Tribune wrote the piece about her basically being a scofflaw for the laws that she's in charge of writing and enforcing. Quote, when did that become news is usually when a woman is leading. It matters when men call it out. Thank you, calls out the Strib reporter. I appreciate you. Jonathan Weinhagen is the Strib reporter who wrote this out here. It's a city bureaucrat who pointed out and attacked the Star Tribune for doing this, for calling out Lisa Bender on, basically being a scofflaw and being above the law that everyone else is subjected to. So they think you're stupid and they think you're above the law. I mean, that's really what it all amounts to, right? Anyway, Senator Dave Osmek's up next. Let's take an early break, get him in here, start talking light rail, because this is yet another example of how we have transportation for thee, but not for we, if you're a Minneapolis progressive. Oh, we'll get back to that. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Osterhoos Bookstore. Unusual name and unusually great service. All things religious. Find them online or give them a call at 763-537-9311. Osterhoos. That's Osterhus. Unusual name and a great place to shop. North of downtown Robbinsdale.
Hi, this is Terry Sandvold, CEO of Sandvold Financial Group and host of Money Talks. Sandvold Financial Group would like to help provide the sturdy foundation for your financial future. We want you to plan for tomorrow today. Give us a call to attend an upcoming seminar at 952-544-2837. That's 952-544-2837. Or go to helpmeterry.com to set up a no-cost financial review today.
Registered representative of and independent of Questar Capital Corporation. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
TheFishTwinCities.com. Spreading joy all season long.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hear Christmas classics and contemporary favorites at TheFishTwinCities.com. Supported by Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Should be the theme song of the Met Council. Train in Vain. I mean, everything that the trains are supposed to do is, in fact, in vain. They don't reduce traffic. They don't reduce congestion. They don't save money. They don't save pollution. They do vacuum pesky money out of the public coffers. And with us to talk about the money that's being vacuumed from the public exchequer, we don't call it that here, but you know what I'm saying here, our old friend and fellow transit dissident, Senator Dave Osmek joins us. Dave, welcome back.
Good afternoon, conservative infidels. You know, it's either that song or a good Johnny Cash song would always go perfect with what we're going
to
talk about.
Well, we brought out some railroad music today to in your honor and in the honor of the subject here because it seems to be appropriate today. And by the way, it's just amazing. We managed to keep, the conservatives, the Republicans, managed to keep the Southwest Light Rail beaten down for a couple of good solid years there. They delayed it, they stalled it, and yet seconds after we lose the majority in the House and get Governor Flip-Flop in measuring the drapes, suddenly, bada-bing, we got people out there breaking ground on this godforsaken project.
Well, and unfortunately, our friends at the federal government did not help us one bit. They should have stomped this into dust. I had sent letters. We have begged on our hands and knees, please stop this mess. But they've decided, the Federal Transportation Administration allowed it to go forward, and they broke ground. And it's funny, if you look at what they did yesterday, they broke ground. I don't know where they broke ground because they didn't tell us where it was happening. And it's funny how there wasn't one Republican that was even bothered. Even Senator Newman, who's the Senate Transportation Chair, wasn't even invited and listed as a guest. But boy, they had Amy Klobuchar there and Tina Smith and... Yeah. The whole gang. But, you know, let's talk about what this is like. And, you know, I get a kick out of the fact that nobody wants to talk about how expensive this thing is.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about $2 billion. It used to be $1.6 billion.
Yeah.
$2 billion. This is what it costs you. This is the annual rates. At a 4% bond rate over a 30-year bond, you will have to pay. You at home have to pay $115,661 of payments just to build it, $115 million every year for 30 years.
And that's by the way, interest.
Right. And after 30 years, of course, we're going to have to tear it up and rebuild it because that's the length of time, the length of service that these things are.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't include the operating subsidy. The operating subsidy, based on last year's numbers, the operating subsidy will be another $15 million on top of that. So, every year, you, Mr. Taxpayer, you glutton for punishment, you poor sucker who's going to have to pay for this, is going to pay a grand total of $130 million every stinking year.
130 times 30 when they're going to have to go through and do it all again and rip it all up and rebuild it and replace all the rolling stock because those trains don't last forever. They're finding that out in D.C. right now. You defer that maintenance, it bites you. So let's multiply 130 million by 30 years. That is just shy of $4 billion with a B dollars in interest.
Oh, yes, you are correct. The total interest just the interest on the with the interest and paying the principal. Because, folks, people think that the money grows on trees. People
right.
think that, oh, that money from the federal, half the money's coming from the federal government. Yeah. This is wonderful money that grows on trees and elves come and bring it to you. No,
you
it
don't
doesn't.
Spend it, it's lost.
Yes. It total cost with the paint, with the build out plus interest is $3.5 billion with a B. $3.5 billion. You know, and when it was only $1.6 billion,
mm-hmm.
then instead of $115 million, it was a paltry $92 million. See, folks, it's just it's ridiculous. It's costing since we started this stupid idea, it's increased in cost by for just the payments, just to pay this thing off, $23 million every year, and it's not changing anything. Traffic between Minneapolis and St. Paul did not change when the Central Line opened up.
Nope.
Traffic between downtown, between the Mall of America and downtown Minneapolis did not change when that Hiawatha Line opened.
Not a bit.
So, you know, I get the numbers every year because I must be some kind of a savant. I feel I have to keep. I did this before I was in the legislature. Last year, total expenses, it was a brand new record for our two lines that we have right now. Total expenses, $71 million.
Right.
Total expenses. Now, the riders paid $24 million. So your actual public expenses, the public subsidy we gave them, we had to do to give them, total was $46 million, almost $47 million. Riders are paying a dollar and a penny. Every single ride. They had 23,810,000 rides last year.
Right.
The riders are paying a dollar a ride, dollar and a penny.
Yep.
The cost per ride is $7.04. In other words, every time you see one person on any of those trains, you are subsidized. Take $6.03 out of your pocket mm-hmm. and just flush it down the toilet.
Exactly.
Because that's what's happening here. You know, and the proponents love to not pay attention to the build out cost. They don't want to include that in the calculation. They just want to say, well, the subsidy we're only giving them is just how much money we have to pay. No, you have to include all of it. If you only included just the hard money, not including the money to build out, if you just right. build, it's just the operating expenses. It's almost $2 a ride.
Right.
Our operating expenses. We have to pay, but you have to account when you build something, businesses. Other forms, other areas of government, you build a water tower in your city, guess what? You have to pay for that over bonds. And there's nothing wrong with bond payments. That's because people pay for it over time.
Right.
But for Christ's sake, this thing is god-awful. It's getting worse and worse. The only good thing is that Peter McLaughlin is no longer going to be in office next year. That's the only good thing because he was unelected because in Minneapolis, it's now all about identity politics. If it's not, Ilhan Omar isn't an example of that one. It's another example is that Peter McLaughlin got beat. Mm-hmm. You guess where he's going to surface? He's uh-huh. going to be looking for a job.
Uh-huh.
There's an opening.
At the Met Council.
At the Met Council for the right. Met Council, the chair of the Met Council. Don't be surprised if that happens.
I would not be. So we're talking of the three lines. Is it the three lines we have, or is that just the central corridor that
there's
we have?
There's two lines open.
Okay, two lines open. Total of, I'm doing the math in my head, $130 million in interest and $70 million in operating subsidies. That's $200 million a year getting poured into these things between the build-out and the servicing the debt on the build-out and actually running the trains themselves. And they're getting back, I believe, $20 million a year. So
yeah, when you do all the numbers on the blue line and the green line, those
right.
are the green line is Central, the blue line is Hiawatha.
Yep.
Currently, our payments on that, just the payments to keep this keep those lines to pay for the build-out
right.
is a total of $97 million just for that. Then you add in the $71 million of expenses. So, you know, the numbers add, we're approaching $200 million right now every
right.
year that's coming out of your pocket.
And $20 million in revenue coming in from fares.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah. The riders are paying $24 million. Well, great. They're paying less. They're paying a fraction. They're paying 85% of what it costs to run yep. our current two lines is being paid by you. And when people say, you know, you've talked with people in the outstate areas and in Wilmer and in Marshall, they say, well, you know, this doesn't affect me. Oh, yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, it does. This money is going to come out of your hide at some point in time because those federal bonds are being paid for by something that isn't fairy dust. It's coming out of your pocket.
It's hidden behind a bunch of levels of misdirection so people in Willmar won't rise up and rebel.
Well, it's either that or we're floating funny money loans from right. the Chinese because we can't pay for our own debt because we're worried about building all these stupid transit lines.
Exactly. Actually, by the way, I don't know if the people of Eden Prairie and West Bloomington and all the other towns that are going to be blessed with this rail line know what's in store. But the economic blight that took place on University Avenue, more than a block or two from the railroad stations at the very most, if you're lucky, has been just absolutely suffocating in the Midway, in St. Paul, where I live probably half a mile north of the Green Line. And I take the Green Line to work because I paid for it. I'm going to use it.
Right.
And I got news for you, folks. The soccer stadium isn't going to make it all pay for itself all of a sudden here, folks. Far from it. But the looking at the crime figures for the areas along the Green Line since before and after June 2014 should be enough to make it go, perhaps we rushed into something just a little improvidently. Leaving the money aside for just a moment here. This is mass transit for criminals here as much as anything. And by the way, I'm done calling it the Green Line. Having ridden the early morning shift a few times, it's called the vomit comet around these premises, Senator Osmek. Just thought I'd let you know that. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, the proponents of these construction projects all say, well, look at all the economic development, all that economic development. I have had them sit in front of committee, and I asked them very point blank. I said, if the line didn't go in, all of this housing and all of this economic development that has gone on, by the way, it's just replacing what you killed over time, especially on University Avenue, the businesses that died over the 3 years of you building this monstrosity, they're just filling back in where those businesses exited. But I asked the question in committee, and I know I've said this on this program before. I asked the question, I said, listen, if you didn't have that line, if you didn't put these lines in, what would happen with the economic activity? And their answer was very truthful. It would happen someplace else within the metropolitan area.
Exactly.
So it is a zero-sum game. It is a zero-sum gain. And it's time for people to understand that we're going to be paying for Southwest Light Rail. We're going to be paying $115 million plus. Well, actually, let's just say what it is. $3.5 billion, not including the operating subsidy for 30 years.
Right. And by the way, that's assuming we stay at the current cost estimates. It started out at 1.6. It's up to $2 billion right now. As I recall, the Ventura trolley started around $350, $400, ended up around $7, or just the build cost.
$715.
The Vomit Comet started out around a little under $1 billion, ended up about $1.4. That's about a 50% hike in cost overruns to build the thing. So, given the history, and since the Met Council isn't getting any smarter about building projects, am I out of line in saying this thing's going to come in between $2.8 and $3 billion by the time they're done?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're of course, ignoring they've eliminated a few things to try and get it under the $2 billion number.
Right.
They've eliminated a couple of stations. You know, and I know. One of the stations is the Eden Prairie downtown, quote-unquote downtown Eden Prairie Center.
Yeah.
And they're not going to build that one. They're going to put all the footings in. They just won't build it. And then after the fact, they'll come in and say, oh, I think we'll build that one now.
Which they did with, by the way, a good 20% of the stops on the Vomit Comet. I mean, all these stations that it stops at, which makes it slower than some of the buses we used to take to get up and down universities. So, yeah, we have a station every half a mile. Even if you believe in light rail, you should have them no closer than a mile apart.
It's going to go to a blazing speed of average, the Southwest Light Rail, 30 miles an hour, a blazing speed of 30 miles an hour. We already have something called Southwest Transit. They will deliver you downtown in twice the speed. Now, and they also have Wi-Fi on their buses. What do you think? We're all talking and worried about millennials. Millennials this, millennials that. But as far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of spoiled children if they think this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But what are millennials going to take? A nice, comfortable coach with Wi-Fi on it that's going to deliver you in twice the speed with no stops.
Right.
Or you're going to stop every 15 feet on light rail to have people get on and off, especially in the middle of the winter.
Yep.
When you open those doors and that wonderful wind, by the way, the snow began and outside did start right now.
That's what I heard.
So who believes that? Are you really that stupid?
The only I don't want to make too broad of a sense of generalizations, but it's like when they built the Ventura trolley, John Hinderacher was one of our co-hosts, and he said, "Well, I'm never going to take. I work downtown. I go to the airport all the time. I'm never going to take a train downtown. If you, this is." Metro Transit, not Metro Transit, but the train is the option for people who really just don't have any better options. And I don't say that necessarily as a social thing. I say that as something where they've stripped all the other options away. We'll come back to that. We're talking with Senator Dave Osbeck. Got questions or comments about the new South Rail, Southwest Light Rail Corridor? Give us a holler. 651-289-4488, the number to call. The Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Want to maintain your mental sharpness as you age? Learn to dance.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, dancing is better for your brain than other recreational activities.
Now you can learn to dance as a couple with this exclusive half-price offer from The Patriot and American Classic Ballroom.
Get 20 lessons for just $8.50. That's half price.
American Classic Ballroom has developed the most effective method to teach you any dance style.
20 dance lessons for just $8.50 from The Patriot and American Classic Ballroom.
651-405-8800.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
This is Michael Medved here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-741-5592. That's 800-741-5592. 800-741-5592.
Hi, this is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. I don't have one thing in my life that I can boast about. Every single thing that is good is a direct result of Christ's salvation in my life.
Matthew is one that you might be talking to if you call our number. He's my son-in-law. We've established a great relationship over the past few years, and we pray that that might continue as he serves in the capacity of running the office.
Well, when someone calls, usually I just try to see what their needs are, and whether it's estimating for gutters or a roof or a repair if the roof is leaking. My focus is just always on trying to honor God in how I interact with people. You know, I just try not to add anything or subtract anything from what the Lord would have us do. I'm really excited to be fielding your calls today and talking to you about the needs you might have on your roof or gutters.
For a free and obviously no obligation estimate, contact us by phone at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
No sleep till
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Hey, don't forget Christmas Miracle waiting for you, the Christmas Mortgage Miracle. Patriot that wants to pay your mortgage or rent for all of 2019. Enter today for your chance to win by clicking the Christmas Mortgage Miracle at am12athepatriot.com. There is a catch. You got to be a member of the Freedom Fan Club. That's easy. You just go to the fan club link at am12athepatriot.com. You got to enter before December 20th because it's a Christmas miracle, not a New Year's miracle, not a Easter, not a Russian Orthodox Christmas miracle. December 20th. Go to am1280thepatriot.com. Join the Freedom Fan Club and sign up for the Christmas Mortgage Miracle. No sleep till Brooklyn Center. They don't have a rail line yet, but a couple more years of Democrat control. We'll see a line heading up to the Northwest. Just mark my words on that. So, Senator Dave Osmek, and I quote from Channel 9, Southwest Light Rail Transit will help open doors to economic opportunity for so many by eliminating the mobility barrier they face and accessing those thousands of jobs in our region, said Senator Amy Klobuchar, who attended the groundbreaking at an undisclosed location.
Yes.
Somewhere in the Southwest Metro.
Yes. They, God knows they didn't want to have a security problem.
No, of course not. By the way, it said it will create more than 7,000 jobs.
No, it won't.
And officials hope it will dramatically transform the landscape of transit in the Twin Cities for years to come.
No, it won't. And then they're going to come back with round two, and that's going to be called the Botno Line.
Of course.
And they're going to run that one. Part of Highway 55 is going to be trashed.
Right.
Out of downtown. So just so they can run that one up. Of course, that one terminates up at, right now, terminates up at the new Target campus up there. Gee, I wonder where corporate America thinks. You know, I work for United Health Group. They have liked this. Why? They have a stop. They're going to get a stop.
Right.
But the problem is, look who works there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know who works at my company.
Yes.
The vast majority of them live in the suburbs.
Of course.
Who thinks that they're going to use a train that goes into downtown? Now, in 2022 or 2023, voters willing, maybe I will use it to go to the legislature if I have a spare hour in my life.
Oh, yeah. I that's being very optimistic, by the way. I mean, I ride half the length of the Vomit Comet to get from my stop in the Midway down to my job. It's seven stops. And on a good morning, it's a good solid 25, 30 minutes just to go a fairly short little segment from Snelling down to City Hall is where I get off. That's not a whole lot of time. Now, you're talking riding from Eden Prairie to the Rice Street stop. I mean, you're going to be on the road for a good hour and a half, I think.
Yeah. And it's not going to change. People say this is going to change the volume of cars on the roads. It's not going to.
No.
We have proven that already. Even MnDOT is saying, no, this doesn't change anything. This just gets people out of buses and into a nice train.
Let's go to the phones in St. Louis Park. Mark, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network. You're on the line with Senator Dave Osmek.
Mitch, another great show, and my favorite guest, Mr. Osmek. Mr. Osmek, I'm up on Philly about four times per week, and on 61st and Main Street, the Met Council purchased an entire block for a parking lot for the North Star Rail Line, about 200 spots. I have never seen more than 10 cars in that lot. And what they did is they turned the lot into a Metro Transit bus training center because there's no cars parking there. I did see a couple days last year the block full during the state fair. Other than that, what is the percentage of that taxpayers are paying per ride on that? Because there's no one parking in the parking lot up there.
Oh, hold on to your hats, kiddo. You're going to hate this one.
Thanks for your call, Mark.
That construction build-out was a paltry $320 million. Annual payment over 30 years, $18.5 million. They get a total ridership, and this is the 16 numbers. I don't have the 17 numbers in here yet. There are 16 numbers where 739,769 riders for the entire year. Riders paid $2.5 million. The public ponied up, hold on to your hats, $12.8 million of operating subsidy. Every dollar, when you include the build-out cost and the public subsidy, the riders pay $3.14 a ride. You, poor devils, pay $39.46, 92%. When you see somebody on that train, 92% of their transportation costs are borne by you, the taxpayers, and it only gets worse. That one is the brain, and then we want, and I know I have legislators that I respect in the St. Cloud area. Then they want to expand this thing and go all the way to St. Cloud and or to Rice, Minnesota. Rice, Minnesota has a population of about 2,000 people.
Right.
How many millions are we going to spend to make sure that a handful of people get on at Rice so they can drive? They can use the train all the way into downtown. I don't get it.
To get to the jobs in downtown that nobody in Rice, Minnesota has.
Well, they don't want to. They live out there for a reason. They don't want to have to live in the metropolitan metropolitan area or deal with the metropolitan area. I mean, but this is just right. People, this is serious money. I mean, the total when you the total cost with interest is $555 million for the build out of North Star. When you add them all together, it just becomes a mind boggling total subsidy, annual subsidy of $71 million on the current lines we have right now. Just what we have right now.
And this is just operating subsidies, right? We're not even talking interest on all the bonding.
That's just the operating subsidy for all four lines.
And so that's $1 billion every 14 years doing the math in my head. And that's in constant dollars. That's constant 2017 dollars. So that's going to go up as we go on. And by the way, that doesn't count, like we said, the bonding. And when the price of bonding goes up, because interest rates are not going to stay this low forever, suddenly we're going to be talking a whole lot of money just being thrown after these decisions here.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt on just a bonding number of a bond percentage rate of 4%.
Wow.
And that's going to be a value here as interest rates climb a little bit. And that's the way money works, is eventually interest rates will go up, they'll go down. That's how it works. But folks, we can't afford this. But nobody at the legislature, nobody wants to talk about this. We have never had a hearing ever in the legislative history of that line, ever, of the operating cost and how much this costs us as taxpayers.
Oh, I know. And by the way, we never had legislative hearings. We did have listening sessions. And that's why when Governor-elect Waltz started his, quote, one Minnesota listening sessions, I hearkened back to the years of listening sessions that we had up and down University Avenue throughout St. Paul as we listened to the Met Council tell us what they were going to build. And then they sat, and yes, they literally did listen for exactly as long as they had to, and then they went ahead and built exactly the plan that they and the rest of our betters said we were going to get all along. No question about it. So, yeah.
The takeaway here, folks, is Southwest all by itself is going to cost you, the taxpayer, $3.5 billion, and that's every man, woman, and child at about, right now our population is about 5.2 million mm-hmm. in the state of Minnesota. That means look at your family and look at you. You will pay $600 to build it. Just build it. Mm-hmm. $667. A family of four, we're talking almost $2,500 for you to build the line. Not keep paying for it. Just build it out.
Not operate it, even. That's
right. Not at all. So, you know, folks, this is real money. What would you rather do? What could we do better? If we're going to spend that kind of money, we could easily build at least one lane all the way around the metropolitan area, if not two lanes, or build an interceptor lane that diverts traffic from Monticello down over to Burnsville and avoid the traffic coming into the cities.
Yes.
There's lots of things we can do for $3.5 billion of your tax dollars.
Well, you look at the people who ride the train for whatever reason because they have no other option. That kind of money would buy everyone that rides that train a late model used car and insurance for a couple of years.
It drives the guy nuts. Then they have the nerve to do this. They put the central line in,
mm-hmm.
and then they continue to run express bus service down the same corridor. Now, wait a second.
Well, that would actually make sense if they run it occasionally, not enough to make it remotely useful. Here's the problem. They keep running the 16 bus up and down the street, the mm-hmm. one that stops every two blocks, the one that you get stuck behind when you're trying to drive on the one remaining lane that you have uh-huh. on University Avenue, the one that belches diesel fumes into the air 24/7, pretty much. You know, the bus that never stops running.
And let's be clear here. I'm not necessarily against public transportation. Do we need to have something to help people who can't afford a card to get to work?
Sure.
Yes, I want everybody in Minnesota to be a taxpayer. That is my goal in life, that everybody becomes a taxpayer, because if you're a taxpayer, you're contributing, you have a job, you're bringing it in. I support the A line, that new speed A line that they went between Rosedale around over to the
down to 46th Street. Yep.
Right. I support that, and because that's what people want. Let's create those the interceptor lines instead of having to go into downtown Minneapolis in order to come back out.
Yeah, they may actually makes sense. They're flexible. They're relatively inexpensive. You can add units to them or take them away without having to worry about your rail capacity. They just actually make sense. But they are not shiny and on rails, and they don't make you make Met Council administrators in the Twin Cities feel like they're really working in New York.
And I heard a Met Council rep actually say this at a meeting. He said, you know, we, and he's no longer, thankfully, not any longer a Met Council rep. He said, you know what? If we don't build this, you know, they're Chicago. We can't be like Chicago. We can't be like New York. I looked at him. I said, I don't want to be Chicago.
Yeah.
Do I want to have that level of crime? Do I want to have that level of poverty?
Public debt?
You're crazy.
Chicago's going bankrupt.
Besides, people move to Minneapolis or live in the Minnesota in Minnesota because they don't want to be part of. If they wanted to be part of Chicago, they'd move to Chicago.
Now let's talk about the vicious circle that you alluded to earlier here. Edina first, now Eden Prairie, West Bloomington, Richfield, formerly places with functioning two-party systems rapidly becoming blue cesspools because of Democrats moving out from the city, infesting them like any good infestation taking over. We could call it we can call it the spread of a disease if you want.
Yeah.
Now, what they fled the crime, the social friction, and the taxes and the incompetent administration of the inner city to move to places that were formerly run fairly well. Now, you build a light rail train out there, which is largely a mass transit for criminals and occasionally people who work for a living. And suddenly your property values drop, your crime goes up, and people move further out. You're going to start seeing people moving out to Chanhassen, Mound. Yeah,
thanks.
Prior Lake.
Don't
kill the messenger.
Yeah, I did hear that some people at Eden Prairie thought it was a cool thing because they would be able to use it to go to a Twins game. I said, if that's how much money you want to spend to go to a Twins game, I'll buy you a Lexus.
Rent a party bus. Go to the Twins. By the way, that is the time that the Blue Line actually gets used. It's like a Tokyo subway during Twins and Vikings game. And that's about it. We're talking with Senator Dave Osmek. Oh, there's more business to talk about. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts *11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text *11 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. *11 to 85850.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. The Republican Party will shortly turn over control of the House to the Democrats. But does that mean there are no more opportunities to cut taxes and spur growth? Not at all. Larry Kudlow, the president's chief economic advisor, has previously promoted a way a president could cut taxes without going through Congress. It appears that the tax statutes give the president the authority to adjust the calculation of investment taxes so that we get taxed on actual gains, not increases in prices due to inflation. Imagine you bought a share of stock for $100 and sold it several years later for $110, but there had also been 10% inflation. You didn't really make any money. You just broke even. But the IRS would tax you on that alleged gain. It appears that the president has the authority to change that without going through Congress. It's time for the Kudlow Plan. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Just a quick note on the side here. Regret the passing of former President George H.W. Bush. He will be the last World War II generation president we have by quite a ways. And I throw this out there because I just remember this song in particular, Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits, was written 35 years ago about at a time when the World War I generation is in about the same state that the World War II generation is today, in their 90s, passing fast. And so it's sad to point out, and yet, much regards to the former president, a great man, a great public servant, a war hero in his own right, regrets and condolences to the Bush family. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Just to wrap up on the whole Southwest Light Rail strike. I mean, I think having been through this with the Vomit Comet and the Ventura Trolley, I mean, pretty much, I have to think this is a lost issue right now. This thing's going to get built one way or the other. There's not a whole lot we can do, and we're pretty much falling back to building a fire break against the Botno and the other trains that the Met Council has got in its long-term plan.
It's unfortunate, but it is a reality of the fact that we don't have help in Washington, D.C. We think we do. We begged on our hands and knees. I think that Secretary Chao does a good job. But we begged. I sent letters. I had phone calls. I said, please don't do this. I said, this isn't something. There's a small minority in Minnesota that want this. The majority of Minnesotans don't.
Right.
And unfortunately, it probably will happen. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to keep fighting, mm-hmm. because that's my job.
There's a lot more rail construction out there to try to fight back, to beat back, to try and deter. And the Botno line is just the next one on the agenda. I mean, I've looked at the Met Council's long-term plans, the places they want to build light rail to, and extremely overbuilt bus rail transit lines, like the one they were planning on building to Woodbury, which would involve basically a dedicated bus lane, yeah. with dedicated stations, which is just all the stupidity of building rail with buses on it. That's the only difference.
Just build a new lane.
Yes.
Build a new lane.
Build a lane. Get some buses. Put some shoulders on there for them to drive on. Boom, you're on your way.
Lane miles.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, so speaking of driving, one of your big agenda items you want to talk about today is a bill to deal with distracted driving. Senator Osmek, tell us more.
Yep. I started on this during the interim. Last year, we were talking about a possibility of some bills dealing with cell phone use and possibly banning cell phone use. And I'm not a big proponent of bans. I mean, we tried banning alcohol last century. That didn't work out too well.
And we eradicated drunk driving via better legislation.
Yeah. So, you know, besides, there's a lot of people that actually are responsible with using cell phones. I have expressly said to my two daughters, who are 22 and 18, I said, you do not use your cell phone in the car.
Right.
Period. If you hear the cell phone, pull over.
Right.
Stop. But we have people that are irresponsible and are multi-offenders. So I've got – actually, I'm putting together a bill that deals with making the distracted driving, and I'll even read the language for you. It deals with the sections of law that are criminal vehicular homicide, great bodily harm, substantial bodily harm, and bodily harm. This will go into all three sections. It will say it will put it on par with drunk driving. And we'll say if you were driving in a negligent manner while driving is op. Oh, let's see. I'll read it fully. In a negligent manner, while the driver is operating a cell phone or electronic device in any manner without the use of hands-free setting, and that'll go into all three sections of statute. So, if you create criminal vehicular homicide or inflict bodily harm to somebody, and you're using your cell phone not in hands-free. And honestly, sometimes I wonder if we shouldn't just blow that one out too, saying, listen, if you're using a cell phone, period, you create something. We will come back to that in later legislative sessions. But this puts it on par with DWI. We're also going to include in that bill some language that tells we have to include this in driver's education, because right now, surprisingly, cell phone and distracted driving is not part of the driver education. We can put that into statute. Okay. And then the last component we're going to put in here is for texting and driving. And if you're texting and driving, if you have your first offense, there really isn't much of a fine. I think it's a $50 fine. First offense, $150. Second offense, $350. Third offense, $700, and you know what? I think at each one of these offenses, I was actually online looking at the Star Tribune, and some of the people said something good. They said, how about you just take their cell phone away? You know what? That's it could be a $1,000 cell phone you're taking away from somebody. But you know what? If you are texting while driving, we have told you don't to do this. We have put into law saying it's illegal. And if you're not going to pay attention to it, let's take your cell phone like we take a car for a drunk driver.
So what's the due process involved here? I mean, you see what would be the burden of proof that a policeman would have to meet to charge someone with texting and driving?
Right. They'd have to go through the courts. Once they're cited, they have a right to be in court, right, to say I was using a hand-free setting, or I wasn't texting while driving.
Right.
But the problem is texting while driving is pretty easy when you look at the cell phone, and the cell phone has transmission records, and they can tell when you were driving and you were messing with your cell phone and you were texting. So they already deal with that. That wouldn't change the burden of proof, any of the burden of proof. What it would do is put in penalties that are specifically stiff. They'd put in driver's ed regulations to make sure that we're telling our kids that when they're getting into driving that they're not supposed to be texting while driving. And then as well as put in penalties, we will let you use your cell phone. People use it for legitimate purposes. They do business. They're taking conference calls. I do it when I'm on the way between my work and my capital. I take conference calls on during my workday.
Right.
But we're going to put in here, if you're irresponsible, then you're going to pay the penalty. If you kill somebody or create bodily injury, it's going to be the same as if you were a drunk driver.
That's a good point. I'm all about the due process, but on the other hand, there is a problem with that. As someone who grew up in North Dakota and learned how to drive out there, I'm confident that I can drive better texting after six cocktails in the typical metro area of Minnesota. But I'm being facetious here, naturally. But yes, it's well overdue, and penalizing bad behavior is supposed to be behavior that kills people is what it's supposed to be about. So this is good. Well, what's the prospect for this one, Senator Osmek?
Well, I'm optimistic. I've reached out now to the House. I'm trying to find some bipartisan support, and including in the Senate, and we're going to try and get this through. We will have a hearing in January, and I hope to have as a standalone so it doesn't get bogged down in an omnibus.
Oh, no omnibuses. Let's get Senator Dave Osmek, best of luck. We'll talk about that
you.
In the future. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. God bless you all. God bless America.
American Pressure has a wonderful facility at 3810 West Broadway in Robbinsdale. Dave, why should people stop in?
Well, Ben, we have all kinds of tailored equipment to meet our customers' pressure washer needs. If you have equipment or parts that need to be fixed, stop in and see us.
Or visit us at AmericanPressure.com. American Pressure.
Spray it, don't say it. According to Google, a local business owner like you needs to spend at least 15 hours a week to optimize their online search campaigns. I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of Salem Media Group Twin Cities, introducing you to Salem Surround, the next generation answer to digital marketing for local businesses. Let Salem Surround maximize your SEO and SEM campaigns so you can run your business. Call Alyssa for more information at 651-289-4406.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back
permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts *11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text *11 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. *11 to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts WOW11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting WOW11 to 88988. That's WOW11 to 88988.
AM 1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298 CO Minneapolis.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.